All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
3 o'clock. Good to have you. We opened the show with the Tigers disaster. We're moving on. I wanted to ask a question. On the heels of the NBA Finals, the Warriors win it again. Steph Curry's unbelievable. You know, I don't have to like somebody to respect him. Curry's incredible. Gets the Finals MVP. Gets kind of that crowning achievement, the fourth title. So here's how I wanted to do this. Everyone, well, not everyone. I don't know that you're running around with Steph Curry debates, but a lot of people are debating today, all right, Steph's place in history, or Steph is this, Steph is that. I wanted to leave this open-ended. Steph Curry is blank. You fill in the blank. Now, for me, here's what the championship cemented. Steph Curry is one of the top 10 players all time. Full stop. If he never plays another game, he's one of the top 10 players all time. He changed the game. Now, I would argue he changed the game for the worse. That's not his fault. But an entire generation of kids think it's okay to take a contested step back heat check from 26. It's not. You're not Steph. But Steph Curry is the single greatest shooter in the history of the league. He has been the most underestimated player, maybe ever. His dribble drive game is so underrated. He's way stronger than you give him credit for. He's worked hard at his defense. He's not great, but he's gone from being a Steve Nash liability to acceptable. And Curry is that dude. I mean, literally, he is that guy. Nothing else on the Golden State Warriors dynasty ever materializes if Steph is not there. If Steph is not who he is, bringing what he is. And take it from a guy who just watched his team play six straight against this cat. He will take and make the most difficult shots you will ever see. And he makes it look easy. So when I say Steph Curry is blank, you can choose to go whatever way you want with this. I'm saying, again, what I don't want to do is old head radio. Well, is he better than Russell? Guys, here's all I'm telling you. You can shake up all the names, do whatever you like. But there is no circumstance where I generate a top 10 player all-time list in the NBA and Curry's not on it. That championship, full stop to career right here, right now, he's in that top 10. Mm-hmm. How high, how low, I'm not even interested anymore. Because I think he cemented his place on it, Rico. Steph Curry is blank. 248-539-9797. And again, you don't have to do the top 10 thing. Maybe you believe it's top 5. Maybe you're just like, Steph Curry is an adjective. Help me out with this.
Steph Curry is two things. Steph Curry is game-changing. Steph Curry is also iconic. The reason why I say that, Steph Curry is one of the few people in the NBA that has done things differently. We see it a different way. And don't get me wrong, because this is where people are like, no, like there's only a handful of people. I never saw it, but from what I've read, Bill Russell, dominant big man, you couldn't stop him. You know, they wanted to outlaw the dunk because it just wasn't fair. Magic Johnson, big point guard, leading a team, Yeah.
Who's game changing.
6'9" guy. Like, this was never done before. And I would, Dr. J, and the way that he would, his acrobatic dunks. Like, what? This was a guy that contracted an entire league because the NBA had to have him in the NBA. So they bought out the ABA for one person. That's game changing. Steph is game changing because of the way he shoots shots. Yes, Pistol Pete used to shoot a ton of shots. Guys, they only counted as two, not three. So now with the metrics, it's better to shoot the three. You're seeing that all the time. But because of Steph Curry, because you had your Reggie Millers, you had your Ray Allens, you had your guys that shot three. But because of Steph Curry, there's a new term in basketball that we didn't have 7 years ago. It's called a logo three. You know what that is? When you pull up from the logo, that used to only be for the end of the half, the end of the shot clock. It was a desperation shot. Not anymore. Steph will pull up from the logo, from half court, and just boom, hit it. And not only that, he's got the confidence, and I think he did it last night. He'll shoot the shot and take off running back down the court.
Doesn't even look at it.
So there are other guys. Like, Jordan was good, but there were other guys similar, not as good as him. Kobe was good. These guys, only a few, revolutionized the game that it's no longer the same when they play.
And that's where I think you're right.
And that's what actually, Steph is.
You're right. Like, if you didn't revolutionize the game, you don't belong on the top 10. Realistically. I think your word about Steph being iconic. If you're not iconic, you're not in the top 10.
Mm-hmm. So now, you could say he's small, he's this, he's...
Doesn't matter.
Guys, nobody knew what a logo 3 was.
No, and he's so crafty.
6 years ago.
He's also, I mean, like, he's got a level of craftiness to him, knows how to take the contact, accentuate contact. Yes, he flops. Yes, he flails. Mm-hmm. But he knows how to work it. And then you're so scared to death that he's going to shoot a literal shot you've never seen anyone shoot. That
the fact that you have to pick him up at half court. Normally defenses say, okay, Rico, once you get close to the three-point line, I'll lock you up.
Well, like, great example. I mean, they're running a high screen for him. And whatever big the Celtics had, and the Celtics switch everything, and they're the best team in the league at doing it. Man, you're talking about Robert Williams, Al Horford. Their feet are above the three-point line. It's still not deep enough.
Right.
And then when you go and blitz him, he'll drive right on by you.
And a little scoop shot.
Yep. And he's an underrated rebounder. So, no, look, for me, I hate, you know, some people think it's totally unfair to be like, hey, why does the title make the difference if he had three, but now he has four? Because it does. Because that's how we value things. That's how we grade things. That's how you end up separating from being an all-NBA, you know, Hall of Famer, right, and being in this top 10 in the pantheon of basketball. I think Steph Curry's officially arrived there.
Right. It's why you don't sit here and talk about guys like Charles Barkley, because they never got it. Karl Malone never got it. So, yeah, Steph got it last night. He ended the last little bit of people saying, well, when he gets to the NBA Finals, he's horrible. He wins it because of his teammates. He doesn't show up. I think that's why he broke down and cried because, and he even said, Steph's a very petty man. He heard all of this stuff. And I think you saw the onslaught of emotions just spilling out of him, knowing I am about to go crazy with all the receipts that I kept from talking about my wife, my parents, everybody. Oh, no, no, this is going to get ugly. People forget he did win a title before Kevin Durant got there. People act like, well, without Kevin Durant, no, they actually won one. Kevin Durant was just kind of icing on the cake.
And look, what this proves too, and understand something. Now, Steph is fortunate in this regard. Bob Myers, the general manager, has had, I mean, a dozen master strokes in roster management. But Joe Lacob and that ownership group, being willing to make cost no object has a lot. No, I mean, it's
no,
the truth.
No. He's the modern day Mike Ilitch.
They've had the biggest tax bill in league history.
Don't care.
They'll have the biggest tax bill again. I mean, their rosters, it's going to be $500 million tax bill. But they're going to do what it takes to have the dynasty of dynasties and four titles in 8 years. And remember, two of those years were lost causes. Steph died. Clay died. The reality is we're watching what could be one of the final, if not the final dynasty in all of sports. Everything we do in designing sports is to get rid of the dynasty. And only through A, the greatness of Steph Curry, and then the very goodness of Klay or Day-Day or Andrew Wiggins, and then the immense, almost unlimited financial wherewithal of that ownership group, are they allowed to do it? And now, look, Steph maybe's not done. Wiseman's going to extend his career if he's any good. Kuminga's going to extend their run if he's any good. Moody is going to extend his run. Andrew Wiggins going from guy nobody wanted, failed bust, to borderline. Now, look, Steph's the MVP of the finals. I could make a case. I'd lose. But I can make a case. Andrew Wiggins, two-way player, elite defense, elite rebounding.
And here's the other case you could make last night, as much as we made fun of him. Draymond Green may have been the best player on the court last night.
Can you please? That three he made from the corner with the clock running down broke my heart.
And if you're Wiggins, if you're Jordan Poole, take a lesson from Draymond. You could go break the bank somewhere else.
Stay and play. Stay and play.
Or you stay here, shorter deal, make your money. I'm not saying give him a discount.
A lot more fun winning.
But you'll do this a lot more.
Yeah.
Because you're right. No, Wiggins was a bust. Number one overall pick. Bust.
He was empty calories. Even the one good year he had in Minnesota, it was empty. He didn't really rebound. He didn't want to hustle on D. He could fill it up a little bit, but he
Well, here's what happened, though, Mike. When you're the number one overall pick, you're expected to be great. You are. It's just how it is. And he couldn't fill that role. Now, you're option number three. It's like locally here. If you can get Marvin Bagley to be option three or four.
Five.
Now you're three or four. Now you got something. He was the number two overall. Doesn't matter. He's now helping you. He's developed a new role. Some guys, I look at that team, and you're right. They're set up that.
Well, and you know how
they
did it?
Anywhere in time.
Well, they did it by trading D'Angelo.
They did.
And you got back Wiggins and a one. Think about that.
Right. That's the thing that people forget.
One ended up being Wiseman, who
they got nothing from Wiseman. They were so good, they were able to take Kuminga, who's a project, who we don't know if he's going to be any good, but Kuminga's there. Marcus Moody is there from Arkansas.
Like, they use their G League.
Yep.
The way the Spurs used to use the European League.
But it's also a lesson for the Pistons. And look, I obviously know there's Garza. A difference. No, but like.
But no, you're actually seeing that with Isaiah Livers.
Right.
Where at the end of the year,
occasional players.
Livers looks like he could be in that 8-man rotation.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be very important because, no disrespect, the Pistons are never going to be able to spend like that group. They're not. They're printing money, highest ticket price in the league, sold out for, you know, a decade. Look,
you got to be dedicated and say, we got something. Because even when they were bad for the years that Klay went down and Steph went down, they didn't make the playoffs. They got bounced in the play-in game. We're not breaking this thing up. No. These guys are, they'll be back.
But he's top 10. If you guys want to argue about it, we're here. I get it. I know it's not local. But look, man, sometimes you just got to tip your cap. And sometimes you see someone cement their legacy right in front of you. I think Steph did that. He was already a Hall of Famer. He was already a top 50 player. He was somewhere rising up that list. But to me, and I think you and I actually agree on this, he's in the top 10 now. How you want to argue it and sort it out, man, I'll leave that for the barbershop. Yeah, bottom line is, Steph's on that list.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.